The only council member to vote no was Richard Fontana. He says the budget is full of problems, including wages that have gone up faster than revenues.
In this case, I couldn't get to a yes vote based on the numbers I was seeing. There was too many raises within the budget that were, some of them are contractually tied to with exempt employees as well, which is unusual for a city that can't control its expenses because of the charter. So we're going to look to change that. But there were other things in the budget that were added costs.
And Fontana suggests there are programs that should be cut before any key city employees, such as police, are laid off. Other council members tell WBFO there are no layoffs, but only moves such as job description changes and mergers of positions. Funding remains intact for senior programs and the mayor's summer youth programs. Councilmember Joseph Golombek is among those who feel it's better to spend on the youth programs than to pay later for police expenses if kids, having nothing to do, instead get in trouble.
I think that it'll also, you know, it puts some money into the economy with these kids being able to buy things, and I think it's more of a win-win, but you know, it was a tough decision, though, this year because the money's limited. We have concerns about, you know, where some of the money's going to come from. We had to base some of our budget on IFCOMs.
The budget includes the introduction of a ticket surcharge to events at 5 downtown venues to raise revenues to offset police and public works costs. But concerns have been raised whether the surcharge will meet the mayor's projections. Council President Darius Pridgen says lawmakers approved two memos of understanding Tuesday, including one calling for a monthly budget review with the mayor.
The question is then what happens? And what the council is not going to do is wait until the end of the year for an uh-oh. We're not going to do that. It'll be every month. If there's an uh-oh moment, there's going to be a uh-oh change somewhere.
The new fiscal year begins July 1st. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.